Although the number of women prisoners in the United States is far smaller than the number of men, the rate of incarceration for women is rising at a much faster rate than for men. Over 200,000 women are now behind bars throughout the country, most of them African American and Hispanic. Nonviolent drug offenses are the primary reason for the high rates of female incarceration, especially through the so-called mandatory minimum sentences of the war on drugs. At considerably greater rates than for men, incarcerated women, over half of them, have histories of physical or sexual abuse. In a statement on female prisons by the Catholic Bishops of the South issued this Lent, the bishops note that even while behind bars, women are subject to more sexual misconduct both from other prisoners and the correctional staff. They add that the full extent of the abuse is probably underreported because of fear of retaliation. By the same token, effective programs, including drug treatment, that might prepare women for reentry are more limited in female facilities than in men's. As a consequence, when they are finally released, women tend to return to their communities with low educational and work skills, faced with the additional financial burden of caring for their children. The risks of reoffending are therefore all the greater. The bishops therefore call for greater educational opportunities and job training to enable women to support themselves and their children on release. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.